Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Batting second. The center fielder, Tom Tresh. Batting third. The left fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Cleet Boyer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hector Lopez. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Phil Lins. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Stottlemyre. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Mel Stottlemyre. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle takes first base on ball four. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up towards short. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into left field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez takes first base on ball four. Boyer moves to second. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boyer scores. Lopez moves to second. It's 1-0, Yankees. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-1 in the game. Richardson hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stottle Murray fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lopez. Berry reaches second base with a double. Hansen goes all the way around to score. It's Yankees, 1, White Sox, 1. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Howard and he is out, Richardson applying the tag. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lopez hits a line drive into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Stottle Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottle Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Stottle Murray hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Berry. Stottle Murray reaches second base with a double. Lins goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Yankees. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-2 in the game. Richardson hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stottle Mary fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lenz fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lenz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Yankees. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mantle hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a line drive into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Barry is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lopez strikes out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-2 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pepitone for the out. Two outs. Phil Lenz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenz is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lenz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tresh. Romano reaches second base with a double. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops it up and throws to first, with Stottle Miri covering, for the out. Romano moves to third. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Mel Stottle Miri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottle Miri is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Stottle Miri hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 3 in the game. Richardson hits a line drive towards third. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tresh moves to second. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Tresh now playing left field. Roger Repo's now playing center field. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tresh. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Gary Peters. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hansen moves to third. Berry moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Howard strikes out. One out. Clete Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lopez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Barker now playing first base. Joe Pepitone now playing right field. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Romano moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-3 in the game. Pepitone hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lins is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Stottlemyre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McGraw hits a pop-up towards short. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.